Greetings in the name of Jesus. Today I would like to share with you from John's Gospel, chapter 17 and verse 3, which tells us, and I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Here we're told that eternal life is all about knowing the true God. Jesus is the Son of the one true God, and God sent him to this world to enable us to get to know the Father's heart and the Father God, the only true God, personally. In John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus, in speaking to Thomas, said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So here we see that God sent his Son Jesus into the world, and Jesus is the only way, the only truth, the only life, if we are to experience the Father in heaven. Jesus came because he was sent by God the Father to pay the supreme sacrifice for our sins, so that we could know the joy of sins forgiven and come into a real relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ his Son. This is important for us to know because we are living in times where there is so much deception, so many false ideas and teachings about salvation, about heaven, about God. And we need to know that God has clearly given us one way to him, and that is through Jesus Christ, his Son. And when we come to Jesus, Jesus comes into our lives, and Jesus begins to reveal to us the Father heart of God, so we can know this loving Heavenly Father in a very real and personal way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 to 19, we read, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation." Here again, we clearly see that there is only one way to the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ. And when we come through Jesus Christ, he makes us new creations, new creatures. We are born again by the Holy Spirit, and we step into a whole new realm of life, living for Jesus, who has come to reveal the Father heart of God to us. Praise the Lord. And now, with Jesus in our hearts and lives, we are able to know Father God, the only true God, much more personally and real. Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, we are told here, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved." And we need to know that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And through him, we are able to really know the truth that sets us free. One God, one Son, Jesus, and he sent the Holy Spirit into our lives so that we can know an ongoing revelation of Jesus and the Father, heart of God. Praise the Lord. Only one way, only one mediator. Every other way is a false way. It is deception. It does not bring about forgiveness, releasing of sins, and does not bring people into a true relationship with God. So it's very important in these days that we know that there is only one name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. We need to know God. We need to know Jesus. We need to know the Holy Spirit so that we can live a life that is glorifying to God. That is the purpose for which he sent Jesus into this world, to pay the supreme sacrifice for our sins. No one else paid that price. Nothing else can wash away our sins except that blood of Jesus that he gave on the cross of Calvary, so that you and I could have the privilege of being set free from a world of sin and darkness and come into the light where Jesus, who is the light of the world, can shine in our hearts and lives, giving us that knowledge, that relationship, that experience of knowing the only true God, our Heavenly Father, whose Son is Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Thank you, and God bless you as you continue to get to know him more and more in these times, and know the truth that sets us free and enables us to be true and living witnesses of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in a world that desperately needs to know him. God bless you. Amen.